You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Anne and Isa from Croydon Vision and also kickboxing instructor Adina Morgan, here to tell us all about kickboxing classes that are taking place in the Croydon area. All three of you, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes, nice to be on. Thank you.
Tell us about these kickboxing classes.
Now, our kickboxing classes is starting with the working age. We wanted to motivate them, to get them energized more, because most of them were not doing much. They don't go to the gym. So in partnership with Merton Vision, they introduced Dean. So we arranged a taster for them and they loved it. So we decided to have it on a weekly basis. So we held on a Thursday afternoon for an hour for the adults and an hour for the children as well.
Adine, coming on to you now, how, as a trainer, how do you find having to adapt your style of teaching to people with a visual impairment?
Challenging, I'm not going to lie. It is challenging, but the rewards to see the smile, you know, the smiles on people's faces when they're doing something they've been told that they can't do. It's such a crazy idea that we had to make it work. You know, I think we're one of the first in the UK to be doing this. And like Anne said, it started in Merton, the London Borough of Merton, where I'm actually one of the sport advisors for Merton Council. And I tried to create a lot more inclusive sports. And then obviously the partnership with Merton Vision and Croydon Vision got the expansion there. And now a lot of people are hearing about it. The conversations that were had around it is, can you make this work? How can you make people that are blind or visually impaired kick and punch things and objects? And it's all done through touch. And once we've built that muscle memory up and that connection with people and the individuals, it's amazing. You know, it's so rewarding for me that I just love it. I used to represent the country at kickboxing at international level. I never got to represent my country at Olympics because although kickboxing is a recognized Olympic sport, it's yet to feature at the Olympics because there's not enough Paralympic disciplines. I'm working now with the world governing body for para and inclusive kickboxing, which is WACO, the World Association of Kickboxing Organizations, working very closely with the governing body for kickboxing in the UK, which is Kickboxing GB, and we're developing an elite training center for para and inclusive athletes to train at, and that's at Tooting and Mitcham Community Sports Club. And we're going to have this pathway where we can be working with children, we're working with Croydon Vision, building something where they can have potentially, yes, have a bit of fun, but there's also a pathway where the participants have a chance to represent the country on an international level, sporting level. It is something that we're moving forward, and we are between Croydon Vision, Merton Vision, and my company, Social Injustice Limited, we're creating sport opportunities for people. We are the pioneers in the UK where now other London boroughs are looking at us and what we're doing and thinking, can we do that? And yes, we can, but we all need to work together. And funding's the main thing, because sometimes this is the key aspect. On paper, the funding doesn't look correct, really, because you're having to use two coaches just for one participant sometimes. So when you're looking at wages and paying, it doesn't work out. But if more people can work together and we could get more funding opportunities as well, this can really explode in the UK. It's an activity, like I said, whether it's just the activity of doing it for the fun side or the talent pathway to actually be a sport and something we can do. Working together, we can train coaches that can work with visual impairment and other disabilities.
Must be a real confidence builder as well. Now, as a coming to you, particularly getting the children in the door to, you know, as Dean said, kick and punch things, must be great for their confidence.
I think initially when we did go to Merton Vision with Anthony's group working age, it was a new experience for them, and a lot of them are quite shy and introverted, as you might expect. So I think just observing the working age and just watching them do it and then building an interest. And I think Dean does it really well as well. He does a lot of humor when he's teaching them, just keeping them engaged. And I really feel like he tailors his approach to the children, which they find engaging. So I think over the period of time, initially we didn't have much attendees, to be completely honest, but as the week have gone on, we have seen more people turn up and come on regularly, and their confidence has really changed from my perspective too. And they're more excited by it on a weekly basis, which is amazing to see.
And if people want to come along, get involved, how can they do so? And do they need any experience in kickboxing?
No experience at all. They can either call Core Division. We have got posters which we are circulating. I can give you a contact number, or just turn up on a Thursday afternoon, say around 10 minutes to 3, because we start at 3, so we can register them. So the numbers to call are 020-8688-2486, and that's Core Division switchboard, or they can ring me on 07395-247-699. They can also email us at info@coreandvision.org.uk, or email me directly, which is ancilla.george@coreandvision.org.uk. And as I said, just turn up on the Thursday afternoon.
Plenty of ways to get in touch. Absolutely no excuses if you're in or around the Croydon area and want to give kickboxing a go. But for now, Anne and Isa from Croydon Vision, and also Dean Morgan, kickboxing instructor, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.